ESPN, a Beasley Media Group station.
Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida, TGIF. We have advanced and survived another week. That's right, survive and advance. That's what we do with everything going on. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris is here as well. As you know, social distancing continues. Chris and I are in a stereo separated by a wall of glass. Pete Shepherd in his palatial estate, Eponina. We are good to go for yet another rocking show, keeping Southwest Florida as normal as possible. Pete, how are you, sir?
I have to whisper today.
What's going on?
Public discussions of issues relating to the NFL draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action.
Well, that's true.
I don't want to upset the commissioner. Shh.
No, you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that.
And if you go to 99.3ESPN.com, you can see the little story that I have in the post to the link in case you missed it.
All right.
How about that?
How about that?
On how resourceful
top of
am
it.
I?
That's right. 99.3ESPN. Getting her done. ESPN.com as well.
Getting her done?
Getting her done.
Getting her done.
Oh. All right.
Hey. Wait a second. That's one of our state's slang terms from this week. Getting her done. What was that? Arkansas? I forget which one.
You're probably pretty close with if not Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. Yeah right in there.
Well, it's funny because that does have a little country twang to it. And, of course, it reminds me of Larry the Cable Guy, of course. But today, one of our national holidays, it is quirky country music song titles. I have list later on. I didn't want to do it.
Yes!
Because I knew exactly how this was going to play out.
Oh, you know it.
I was going to save
right up your alley.
I was going to save it to 5:30. Chris didn't have any time to do any damage. But now I put the show ahead of myself.
Thank you,
and
Craig.
I know Chris is going to come up with some hideous bumper music today. And I'll have a list of songs with very odd titles later on in the program as well.
And we'll break it all down, too. I'm sure there's a lot of hidden meanings behind them, right?
Well, I guess there could be.
Some are, probably some not,
are,
actually.
Some are pretty straightforward classics. They're all just depressing as hell.
Yeah. I broke up with my gal, and now she went off to shack up with my pal.
Yeah,
that kind of
there's
thing.
There's some there.
There's a little bit of there.
Absolutely.
All right.
But
our
that happens across all genres,
well,
not
true.
Just country music.
That's true. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also our Stony Brook Golf Club text line. If you'd like to hit us up here today, you can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN and follow me at Craig ESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. How was your birthday? What did you end up doing?
Nothing. What can you do? My wife went out and got a pizza and some chicken wings, and we just watched sat outside, sat inside, watched a little TV. There's really not much you can do. I had a couple of cocktails, and that was about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a pretty calm night. Played some poker, and, you know, there's really not much else you can do. Today I had a big morning. This was huge. I dropped my dog off at the groomers at 8 o'clock. That was big.
Still open?
Yes, still open.
Okay. Yep. And when do we get her back?
Oh, she's back. She's back already.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, she was back.
Back in my day, it was like an all-day affair. It's like you get your dog back when you get your dog back.
Yeah. So that was big. But so, I mean, it's just, again, another perfect picture, perfect, 10-plus day outside. So if you
another great
get
day
out,
to be at the beach. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't do that. Chris, any more Tiger King updates from you on Netflix? Every time I turn on social media, it's all over the place.
Chris, I saw the second episode, and the triple marriage, the triple gay marriage, that was interesting.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, there's multiple sets of polygamists here. That's the impressive thing. But I watched one episode last night, so now I'm through the third episode, and the only thing I can say is Carol is a murderer. That I just said it. That's the assumption that I have right now. Carol murdered her ex-husband. That's what I think.
And there's no evidence. We think she fed him to the tigers,
not
right?
Not a shred of evidence.
All right. Now, I have a question I want to ask you, but I want to do it. I don't know if it'll be a spoiler or not, because I don't know. But the main guy, what's his name?
Jim Exotic?
Yeah, Jim Exotic.
Jim Exotic, yeah.
All right.
Now, it's two husbands, by the way.
So
in this part of the show.
Right.
All right, I'm going to ask Chris a question. If this is really going to turn down your radio for 10 seconds. All right? Right now, go. All right. In real life, he's in jail, right? You
yes.
know this, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to wait for people to come back. All right. Is that a spoiler alert of any kind? Because he's not in jail during the show.
No. Each episode kind of ends with him talking on the phone saying how everything's been kind of the deck has been stacked against him. I don't know how it's been stacked against him, but he's adamant at the end of the first, second, and third episode. He's in jail because of Carol.
We know that. Okay.
Well, this is what he's saying.
Okay.
And
because he's Joe Exotic.
The only reason I know he's in jail is TMZ had it yesterday that he is now suing for $94 million. And I'm trying to figure out who exactly he's suing. He's suing. Apparently, there's some rule about tigers being almost extinct, but he says actual basic plain normal tigers aren't, but this rule was put into place specifically to put him in jail or something.
Well, they got one breeder on there who's pretty funny. He talks about how tigers, there are the stat in the Netflix docuseries was there are more tigers in held in captivity in the United States than the rest of the world combined.
Captivity world combined or
roaming free?
No kidding.
World combined.
Is there really?
I don't know. This is what the documentary said.
That's what it says.
I'll take them at their word for it.
I also thought it was interesting. He finally brought up the point that it's illegal to sell tigers anymore. It used to be $2,000. Now it is illegal. You can't buy a tiger in your home. You can't. It's illegal. It used to be $2,000. Now it's illegal.
But you can own one. That right?
No, that's, I mean, you can't.
I thought we established yesterday that you can't make the transaction. That's the illegal part. But once you have one, you can't be arrested for having it.
Correct. Right.
Correct.
The illegal part is selling it, not owning it.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Very odd.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, somebody just buys a tiger and gives it to you, so I guess you own it, but you didn't technically buy it.
If you don't get caught in the transaction, Pete, it's okay. Then they have it. It's like if cocaine were to be legal if you had it on you, but
right.
you can't sell
you
it.
You just can't sell it.
That's what
exactly.
it would be like. I guess. Sorry for the poor analogy. It's
well,
all
no. If I have cocaine on me and I can go to jail for possession. I can go, but you tell me you can't go to possession.
You totally missed my point. I said it's as if cocaine were totally legal to have.
But the law said you couldn't sell it.
In Colorado, you can have marijuana on your persons.
Right.
You cannot sell marijuana. You got to go to the dispensary to do that because the government needs the licensing and all that stuff.
Right. Glad we clarified all that.
By the way, the third season of Ozark is available now on Netflix, so that will be my... I'm going to finish... I'll be watching both of those at the same time. Ozark, and which is a great series. And speaking of drugs. And,
really?
Mr. Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. All right. I have compiled a list later on in the show. Since it's kind of Friday going into the weekend, one thing you can't do is go to a movie theater. I have a list of all the premieres that we're going to be missing spring and summer. I mean, a lot of these aren't new. They've trickled down. But the composite list is depressing, actually.
I've got 7 lists today.
Wow.
5 of them could qualify as a list slash quiz.
Well, you know, we only have 12 segments. I mean...
We can fit a couple because a lot of them are college football related.
Well, okay. But we're already set up to have a pretty busy show today. We got the Friday sports test, 3:45.
Yep, by the boathouse in Naples Bay.
That's
we'll
right.
That. That's every week, so somebody can win up to $75.
I'm excited about our Wikipedia segment today. Today is National Joe Day.
Right, right.
So I did famous Joes in sports
trivia. That's fantastic.
Trivia.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
I love that.
And then Gus Alonso, our horse racing expert, will join us at 4:30 to talk
at
Florida
least
Derby.
We have something to watch tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
It's a great thing. No, we're
6
not.
6 o'clock on NBC Sports Network, the Florida Derby. Yes, shekels will be placed.
Absolutely.
it's like the Super Bowl is coming on Sunday
can
night.
Can I give my lock of the night? We're going into a weekend. Can I put it? I can do
on
that,
on the horse?
Right?
On the horse?
Yeah, why not, right?
What?
I'll wait for Gus and then I'll make a pick because he was
that's
very
what I'm gonna
very
do
good
well.
To me last
that's
year.
Smart. Where would one watch this?
Like NBC Sports Network.
NBC's carrying it? Like,
oh, yeah. NBC Sports Network, 448 on Xfinity.
Wow. Are they going to bring in the big boys as far as announcers go?
I don't know. I don't know. But I know coverage starts either 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
I don't know if they have to do it remotely because of travel.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, in the state of Florida, you can still travel.
Yeah.
So getting, but wherever they're coming from, like, I don't know where Eddie Olczyk is.
Well, if they're coming from New York, they can't.
Right, exactly.
They got quarantined for 14 days, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well that's tomorrow at 6-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Gus at 4:30. So we're looking forward to that. All right. As Pete alluded to at the top of the show, Roger Goodell is threatening the rest of the NFL. He says, we're sticking by our guns. The draft will be April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, hell or high water. I don't want anybody in the league discussing this. And if
not even positively, or negatively.
Right. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I assume
throughout the
it
First
was negative.
Amendment. Throughout the First Amendment.
Not in the NFL. Can't do it. Well, okay. I think after having thought this through, we should be happy about it. Like, it's really easy to criticize Roger Goodell and his iron fist and all that. But look, we're going to have the draft in 4 weeks. Sports-wise, this is a great thing. I mean, if this had been delayed inevitably till July, look, we'll have an event in a month. We can continue with the hype. Something to talk about in sports. I like it.
Well, we now know the two GMs that I know after listening to Peter King on Pro Football Talk this morning. So we know New Orleans Saints GM, which we knew yesterday, Mickey Loomis. And we also know John Elway of the Denver Broncos. Those are the two, at least, that we know that are opposed to it. They want it pushed back. And there's probably others, too.
Which Loomis makes sense because New Orleans is one of the hardest hit cities for coronavirus.
His head coach got it.
Yeah, I don't know about Denver. I mean, it's a big city, so I'm sure that they've got their fair share, but I don't know if it's on the same level as New Orleans, New York City, Seattle area.
Loomis says, and probably Elway's thinking the same thing, whether it applies to him or not, he's saying just the logistics of trying to conduct the draft with not having access to your draft rooms and your offices creates a lot of logistic problems.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, but so do a lot of other things.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the thing right now is everybody's life is turned, maybe not upside down, but everybody's had to alter their life in one way or another. It's kind of status quo right now, actually.
We should do a poll. Who will come out and say something about the draft? It doesn't have to be negative. It can be positive. Just speak about it. Roger Goodell is threatening discipline if that happens. I don't know what that means. Fine, slap on the wrist. I mean, harsh language. I don't know what that means. But I would love to do a poll today. Who do you think? Because somebody's going to say something.
Eric Dickerson.
Whether it's a player, coach, or an owner. Somebody's going to say something about it.
Eric Dickerson will be the first. He's spouting off his opinion.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
He's not in the league anymore.
I know, he's talking.
Well, I'd love to see an owner do it and have Roger Goodell have to fine one of his bosses.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that'd be funny.
Well, he's done that before. He's not afraid to fine a boss. He's fined Robert Kraft before.
He's fined Robert Kraft. He's fined Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
He's fined the 49ers Jerry Jones and the Broncos in Seattle a bunch. I mean.
No, I'm talking about the owners specifically.
Yeah.
Well, and again, from what I read on Pro Football Talk yesterday, not all owners are on board with this being, sticking to the schedule. It seems that a select few are calling the shots. And then anytime you hear select few in owners, you mean it's like a Jerry Jones and of that ilk. They're calling the shots and the rest of the league is falling behind in line.
Well, let me run this question by you guys. I thought it was interesting this morning. Sims was off, so Peter King was on with him. So Peter King brought up what Adam Schefter said yesterday, and I may have heard it, but it didn't register until he reiterated it this morning, is that would you like to see – we all want to see the draft on TV. Would you like to see – one round a day. Now, immediately, Florio jumps down Peter King's throat and says, that's a terrible idea by Schefter because nobody cares after the first round and certainly not after the second round. And under normal circumstances, I probably would agree with that. However, not this year. Are you kidding me? Round five, if there are, 7 days, a week of the NFL draft, one round a day, I'm in. I'm in. What else are you going to want?
Right. Well, you're telling me that if Jalen Hurts is still on the board after round three, we're not going to all come in here and talk about who's going to jump up in round four to go steal Jalen Hurts?
Totally agree.
So I'm in. I want to know what the listeners feel that way. I mean Floyd just jumped down his throat right away. That's a terrible idea by Schefter. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to put that up.
It's a great idea.
I'm going to put that up as our Twitter poll today.
Yeah.
Would you like to see the NFL draft the normal format or do one round per day and stretch this thing out a week?
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. Bring it on. All right. So that's going to be on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 993ESPN.com. Also, or 993ESPN. Later on in Sound Street, we will have some of this audio, but Bruce Arians did an interview recently. I think it was with Tiki Barber.
CBS Sports.
Tiki Barber. Tiki Network. And Tierney or whatever their name is. Yeah. Whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Said there's no way that AB is coming to the Buccaneers, and he kind of gave two reasons. First, he wanted to drift. Well, there's no room for him financially, yada, yada, yada. They kind of argued, well, yeah, you do. You just let a receiver go. And then he said, well, he also wouldn't be a good fit. He said, look, I know him. All right? You can coach him at Pittsburgh. He would not be a good fit in this locker room. And so, no, we are not interested in bringing in AB.
I think he's right. They're trying to build something special. I think they have an opportunity now, mind you, to do something very special this year. Now that Brady's a quarterback, they're not going to screw it up. I don't care what Tom wants. He's not going to, I know he's not going to pout because, I mean, it's a nice, it would be, for him personally, he'd probably feel, you know, cool about it if AB was there, but I don't think that's not, it's not like he's going to go in and say, pout about it and not do well with the other weapons that he has. So I think Arians is right on. The guy is a disaster waiting to happen. Nobody believes him. Nobody believes any of his stupid apologies. He's not sincere. It's only a matter of time before he does something dumb again. So why bring him on? Why take another chance on this guy? And this is why I said I don't think he'll ever play in the NFL again. I really believe that.
Especially when you got a guy like Brady that you think could maybe, you know, grease the skids for him a little bit. And here's Bruce Arians, I think, showing the right leadership. That, hey, I'm the coach. Yep. You guys play. Jason Light, be the GM. Everybody has their job here. We're not bringing AB in. I know him. I worked with him in Pittsburgh. I saw what he did to a locker room. I don't want. And believe me, he saw everything. We didn't see everything in the media and in the public. There was quite a bit that we saw of AB being a pain in the ass. I'm sure there's twice as much stuff that we never even heard about that never got out. And Bruce Arians saw it all first front row seat. So he didn't want any of that here in Tampa.
The Bear says pizza and been drinking the Bucks Kool-Aid for about 2 years. It may finally be right. Well.
Yeah. I mean, there's some there.
Yeah.
If you had told me 3 years ago that the first time, I mean, 2 years ago or beginning of last year, if you told me that Jameis was going to have 30 interceptions, obviously I wouldn't have made that prediction. Last year, I was a little less optimistic. You have to admit that. A little less. Yeah. I still thought they could win 9 games and make a run at it.
Yeah.
And if it didn't throw 30 picks, they might have.
Maybe.
Well, we already went through that. You were 12-4. He would have been anywhere from 11-5 to 13-3, according to our little butterfly effect picks that we had.
And I'm glad they didn't say, well, let's try him one more year and see. No, last year was the one more year. Let's wait and see. And I think through 14 games, they were 7-7. And Jameis had just had the first quarterback in the history of the league to get 400-yard games back-to-back or something. I think at that point, Jameis was still a Buccaneer. Then he flamed out tremendously.
Well, and also, they were in a good spot because you looked around and you saw how many other options there were going to be on the open market this year. If it had been a normal offseason where, you know, the Ryan Tannehills of the world are kind of the top-tier guys that are hitting the open market, maybe they do franchise tag Jameis and just say, okay, we'll do this one more year.
Right.
But when you've got Brady and Bridgewater, who were their top two targets sitting out there, I think then they can say, all right, this is more likely than not, we're going to be able to move on from Jameis, you know, clean cut, turn the page, and move forward with either Brady for a handful of seasons or Bridgewater for the back half of his career.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, that was very good. Speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, I read that he is playing Madden games to learn his Panther teammates. That's how he's, you know, a lot of people are sitting at home right now playing video games. That's what he's doing.
I played about an hour and a half of FIFA last night.
Oh, really?
Big time. Dropped down. Liverpool got up 2 goals on me early in the first half, but 2 second half goals and I got the point, salvaged the point. Yeah. Wow. It was.
Now, are you playing in a league or are you playing? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's against the computer. Don't worry.
No, I know that.
There's not somebody on the other side?
No, no. This is, I've got like a season started. I'm in, 2022?
Yeah.
I've got it going a little while. But you don't just walk into Anfield and walk out with the 3 points. You really got to have good defense. And my defense didn't show up last night. It's all right. I'll sell
that's
one of these guys in the offseason.
Your thumb didn't go from the A to the B button fast enough.
No, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. It was Harry Maguire's fault.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't. That's okay.
Yeah.
My soccer peeps do.
Unbelievable. Oh, and one other
related
football.
To Jerry Maguire?
One other actual football, real football. American football note that caught my eye is Todd Gurley did an interview and he said he was taken by total surprise that he was released by the Rams. When I find that hard to believe, since you, me, and Chris all knew this 2 months ago when you saw.
Well,
the,
remember he said
he was due like $10 million next week.
He tweeted out that day, "I got fired on my day off." If I remember correctly,
yes,
remember?
He did say that. I mean, yeah, isn't every day all a day off at this point?
I guess.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Maybe he was talking like his day off from working out.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm speculating right now. I don't know. I'm trying to come to TG3's defense right here.
Yeah.
Although they put out a pretty cool video about him like going back home to Georgia and that sort of thing. So that was cool.
Yeah. It's still not going to get him 1,200 yards rushing. He's got like 400 written all over him. Sorry. The knee's bad. It's gone.
I agree.
It's done.
I agree. That's why I was glad the Dolphins didn't jump on that.
Ceiling is 500 yards. All right, coming up.
Green Falcon with a great idea.
What's that?
I should live stream my FIFA games and we can put betting lines on them.
That's not a
horrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea. That's all I'm saying.
You have to do it, but you couldn't play. You have to let the computer play the computer.
Well, I'm not messing up my season. We could just do regular games if we're going to do that.
Start a second season.
Yeah, I could, I guess, in theory. That would work.
All right.
Or you could just do an exhibition and just, make sure all the...
That's how it would have to be.
You want Xbox Live? Do they have the updated rankings for all the players and all that stuff?
Yes.
Very interesting.
That's not a bad idea for football this year, God forbid. Because, I mean, did Herbie's comments affect you guys yesterday?
I didn't hear it.
It kind of floored me. Kirk Herbstreit saying he doesn't think there's going to be NFL or college this year. I mean, he doesn't throw crap up against the wall. That's not his style.
No.
I was a little bothered by what he said. I hope to God he's wrong. Because it was just coming out of his mouth. It's like, oh, man. Does he really believe that? It just gave me the chills when I read it.
I considered it as a possibility a week ago, and then certainly a delay. I don't know. I don't want to belittle anything. My emotions and thought processes on this whole thing have gone the gamut from, we got to shut down, to, hey, we got to get a little bit back to normal. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. I'm looking at the state of California, and Gavin Newsom and their governor is out there telling everybody, we're going to have 700,000 people affected. Well, they're not even as big as South Korea, and South Korea didn't have but 1,000 or something. I don't know. The numbers aren't adding up, and I'm starting to really have a hard time deciphering between scare tactics of all the media out there versus, hey, you got to pay attention to this. Well, this is a serious disease.
One positive thing today, the Jazz players and the staff are now clear totally of the coronavirus, so that's good.
Yeah.
On a positive note. And then, I looked at, this morning on the news, and they've been in Southwest Florida, there have been 26 new coronavirus cases. 10 in Lee County, 14 in Collier, only one in Charlotte, and only one in DeSoto. And this is why the president is trying to come to grips. We brought this up yesterday about, counties, individual government, state government is going to have to take a look at individual counties, because Charlotte County is very different, obviously, from what's going on in Collier and Lee.
Yeah.
Or even Dade, you can't treat every county the same right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... Again, I wouldn't want to be in a position of leadership. I said this yesterday.
Nope.
I don't know what the right answer is. I really don't. What I can tell you is when we come back, I'm going to tell you how Tony Romo negotiates.
Like a boss?
Yeah. I'm going to let you peek behind the curtain there a little bit. And we have a new odds out, new list of odds for Cam Newton's next home. And the top team may surprise you. All that coming up. It's Sheeman and Shepherd. It's a Friday, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at CraigESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and 99.3 ESPN app. That sounds like country lyrics, but not country music. I'm confused.
This is
right
country
now.
Music.
This, but it had a normal guitar riff, which I thought it might, but now I hear the lyrics.
This is Old Dominion.
Old who?
Old Dominion.
Don't they play basketball?
Yeah, they could. It's also a moving company.
Really?
Logistics company.
Well, today is like weird country music. What? I'll get the exact title here for you. It is quirky country music song titles. I will have a list later on in the show. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Of course, Chris and I here in Estero, Pete Shepard in Bonita. All right, I got a couple things for you, still football related. One involving Tony Romo, one involving Cam Newton. Let me start with Tony Romo. There was a story that Tony Romo was doing an interview, and Tony Romo did not want to talk about his new contract with CBS. He says, I'm not comfortable talking about my contract. Of course, it's 10 years, $180 million.
I would talk about that all day. You guys want to talk? 18 a year.
I'd print t-shirts that said 10/180. Read it and weep. Exactly. However, he did talk about a past contract and what it was like to negotiate with Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells at the time. Now, this goes way back. He's got 3 years under his belt. Remember, he was undrafted. Took him a while to come on the scene, but Parcells always liked him and kept him around. He was under contract for league minimum. He said he was making like $250 at the time, and it was time for his deal to be extended, and Parcells and Jerry sat him down before a preseason game, before season four, and says, hey, we need you to sign this extension. We're going to offer you $500,000. Again, he hadn't thrown a pass yet in the NFL. And he looks at them and he says, guys, you're not going to play me and put me on the field unless you invest in me and then see if I'm worth the money. So my price is going to be $2 million. He said he was quaking in his boots when he did it. They gave him the $2
million. Wow.
Does Jerry Jones cave on every negotiation? He's supposed to be this great businessman. He says he's never paying top dollar for quarterbacks and running backs, and yet he resets the market every day.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's Jedi powers. These aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
No.
Move along. Move along. I'm telling you, it's a Jedi mind trick.
I think
you
it
think
is.
I'm lying.
It's
unbelievable.
I'm gonna try that negotiation someday here in my radio career. Yeah, you're really not gonna know what I'm worth until you pay me that, and then we'll see if I deliver. So pay me up front. Something like that. All right. Moving on.
Good for him.
You know, the biggest guts ever in a contract, remember, Craig, you remember this. Andre Dawson, remember? Gives who was it, the Cubs or Montreal, I forget. Says, here's a blank check. He goes, tell me what I'm worth. And then he just played.
Really?
Remember that year?
Yeah. Yeah, I do
and he
remember
did great.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. All right, who would you guys say? I'm switching. Cam Newton is still out there. He's been released. He's a free agent. Right now, both of you give me one team. If you were to decide today where he's going to be, your clubhouse leader, I'm going to give you the latest Vegas odds from Odd Sharks. The top team may surprise you on this list. I have stated repeatedly on the show, I think it's a good fit for the Chargers. Opening a new stadium, having a superstar, he'd fit in with the lifestyle. I say Chargers. Pete, hold a gun to your head. Where would you put Cam Newton today?
See, I agree with everything you said. We've talked about this. I'm just going by what the Chargers have said.
Okay. Then who would be your next team in line?
Don't know.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I think, you know, I think the Patriots would kick the tires on him? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
they're on this list. I'll give you their odds in a minute. Okay, let's just say the Patriots.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'll go with you. I'll say the Chargers.
Okay. Chris?
Even though...
I'm not going to say the Chargers, even though that's what I would say in a vacuum, but I want to give a different answer right
now. All right, that's fine.
I'm going to go a little off the... I'm going to say the Denver Broncos.
Very interesting. All right, well, let me... Now that you guys have said that, both very good answers, Let me give you Odd Shark's latest odds on Cam Newton's new home. At the bottom of the, there's nine teams here. Got the Bengals at plus 4,000, so that's really not going to happen. The Steelers at plus 2,800 and the Raiders at plus 1,600. Got the Jaguars at plus 900. The Chargers at plus 500. The Dolphins are on everybody's list, plus 400. The Broncos and Patriots are tied for second on this list at plus 300. And at plus 200, your clubhouse leader as to where Cam Newton will end up following his old coach to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they already have, what do they have now? They've got Haskins. Who did they just trade for?
Kyle Allen.
Okay.
Kyle Allen.
Again, following his coach. I mean, we're just going to get the band back together again? Kyle Allen going to back up Cam Newton again?
How is their relationship, though, since the last year and a half?
I think it's been fine. I think Ron Rivera has been very positive at talking about Cam Newton. He said, look, the guy's been hurt. And before he was hurt, he considered him among the best quarterbacks in the league. And that was his guy. Maybe he will be his guy again.
I mean, if the Chargers are just, playing their cards close to the vest and then they're going to, swoop in here at the end. I mean, it seems to me that for all the reasons you said, Craig, we've been talking about it for almost 2 weeks now, or 10 days. It seems the most logical place. I just don't know. Am I supposed to take what the Chargers front office is saying?
It's the greatest smokescreen going.
At face value, that they're going to go with Tyrod Taylor and draft probably Justin Herbert. I mean, it's certainly likely to. It can absolutely happen. Well, I don't know which scenario is more likely to happen. Cam Newton goes there, or they stay on course with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, each day that passes, I'm believing the Chargers a little bit more and more when they say, yeah, we're cool with Tyrod and going into 2020 with him.
They can only be cool with Tyrod if they're going to use him kind of the way the Browns did with Baker Mayfield. Give him the first month, get your rookie Herbert settled in, and then let him go. If that's their plan, then I will believe their smokescreen because they don't want to give up who they're going to draft either. They lose all leverage there.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, it's a smokescreen out of the Chargers, but I think maybe for slightly different reasons. I don't think that Tyrod Taylor is their plan to start 16 games this year. I think it's to have a veteran there while they break in whoever they draft. And there's no need to spend money on Cam Newton right now. But then again, where's the market? I mean, he and Jameis are going to be battling out for the Jaguars job or something. There's not much left.
Well,
Gardner Minshew's there.
Well, still, I think that's a possibility. That's the other possibility, Jacksonville. I think you give Minshew somebody like Cam Newton in training camp, if we don't know how healthy he is, but say he's 80% of himself, he'll have a chance to start on that team. There's no doubt about it. That might be actually, I would change my pick from the Chargers to Jacksonville.
All right.
See, and that's
because it's cheap money. It's not going to be,
But this is the thing with Cam right now. We've seen 80% Cam Newton. It's not good.
Oh, and I don't know if we've seen 80% Cam Newton.
Okay.
Maybe we saw 60.
70? Yes.
It was 60. Yeah. A shoulder and a foot. That's kind of hard.
Right. But, like, my point is we've seen a not complete
limited
version. Right.
Inhibited.
A limited version of Cam Newton. Yeah. And it's not good. This is a guy that needs to be firing on all cylinders. And if he doesn't give you the threat of run and the threat of pass, he's not very good. I'd rather have a guy with Kyle Allen.
But Chris, but that's the gamble everybody's going to have to take because you can't have physicals now.
Nobody has.
That's the thing. Somebody's going to have to take a gamble.
Nobody has to take a gamble on Cam Newton.
Well, for cheap, I mean, if he may not sign, I'm saying I would go after him where it's for cheap money, and if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. But you're not going to get creamed in the salary cap if you sign him. But I don't know if he'd go for that. I'm sure he's looking for him. I guarantee he's probably thinking, I still can make 25 plus million.
That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But as more time goes by here, maybe he'll lower his expectations. We'll have to wait and see.
No, I think he saw what Phillip Rivers got this year, and I think you're right on the money. I think Cam Newton thinks he can go get a $25 million deal and without a physical. Good luck with that.
Married 1 year, he brings up a point here, coming off his shoulder surgery and was completing almost 70% of his passes in 2018.
For seven games. I'm sorry. Yes. That's a half of a season that you're looking at right there. We don't play seven-game NFL seasons. Yeah. We play We play 16, about to be 17 game seasons, and if you can't stay healthy for all of them, you do me no good.
And you saw him last year. You saw him last year at times. It was bad.
It's a shell of himself.
A Tampa game said it all.
The
Thursday night Tampa game in week two.
The 2015 version, 15-1 and getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like that's 5 years ago.
Yeah, but that's exactly my point. It's five years ago when people thinking that some guy that's been taking hits for the last 5 years is somehow going to get better. I don't understand it. No. It doesn't make sense.
No, not at all. All right, you know what? I actually want to break a little early. We got a lot of great sound on Sound Street coming up, including Bruce Arians talking about AB, among some other things. And, Jay Williams was talking, was going off on NBA players on Get Up. So we'll take a listen to that as well. Plus, speaking of basketball, tonight we've got the 1983 championship game instead of real live Sweet 16 action. We got one of the greatest finals of all time, North Carolina State in Houston at Five Slamma Jamma. That's at 8 o'clock tonight right here on 99.3
awesome.
ESPN.
So awesome game.
Enjoy that as well. All right, Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's start it off with Bruce Arians. He did an interview on CBS Sports Radio with Tiki Barber, and he insists that the Buccaneers will not be signing Antonio Brown. Here he is.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know. If he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach, I just want to play with Tom, you still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
That's all you need to hear. No, I know him, and he ain't coming.
Done. Not having it. Bye-bye.
Did that host think Bruce Arians didn't know Breshad Perriman is no longer a Tampa Bay Buccaneer? Seriously, come on, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, on Uninterrupted, the Road Tripping podcast with LeBron James partakes in, and I want to go into this a little more detail later on in the show because there's like 10 items from this interview that I thought were interesting. Here is LeBron talking about his self-quarantine. He says he's done after Sunday?
The only timeline that we've been given as far as training is that I will be allowed to work out with Mike, my personal trainer, Mike Mancius, again on Monday, which will be the 2 weeks away from everybody quarantine basis they put us on after we were all tested, after we found out the Nets had four guys who tested positive. So,
all right, so that's LeBron. Going to start really getting after it on Monday. And I'll kind of connect those dots later on. Here he is saying he thinks the league needs to have about a week of mini camps, then play five or so regular season games and get themselves ready for the playoffs.
So we've been off with a week and a half now.
16 games.
Yeah, so I think maybe 1.5-2 weeks of a little mini training camp and then 5 to 10 games.
Wow.
And to get ready for the playoffs.
Okay. Now, he seems to be understanding that the league shut down for 2 weeks and it's going to be business as usual pretty soon.
Doris Burke has coronavirus.
I saw a texter say that.
Really?
I confirmed. Woj bomb.
Woj bomb.
Oh, that's... Wow. Well, and you're wondering how many other broadcasters are going to come down with it. Teams, especially guys and girls that cover, they're in arenas all the time.
See, you know, news like that comes down right when we're playing a soundbite where LeBron is like trying to talk about light in a tunnel. I don't know if he's in his own tunnel. He thinks he's got his 14-day quarantine. The league has been suspended 14 days. Now he's going to start working out and get ready to play playoff games. It's two different messages.
He can work out at his house all he wants. Look, man, it ain't going to happen anytime soon. It's just not. It's just not. July 1st. I circled the date. Yeah. July 1st. Have the NFL draft. Hopefully they'll make it every day. I don't. I mean... It's getting silly now to me. Now today's like the first day. Like I'm really angry. Like I'm angry right now.
At who? At what?
At everything. Because okay. I don't think a lot of. Because when I hear LeBron say stuff like that, you are delusional. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Not in April. Not in May. Think about the end of June. Think about that. That's what I'm thinking. That's the reality. Everybody better get a grip and start dealing with that.
Well, hold on. That's what it's going to be.
Nobody
knows what the reality is, Pete. Nobody knows. And I think that what you're saying isn't wrong, but I also don't want to say that this thing, we're going to have to live like this for the next 2 months when nobody in a position has said that this is the way that it's got to be for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself. Okay. I am expecting nothing to happen before June 30th, not, as far as sports-wise goes, as far as being – I'm just hoping in the next 2 weeks, I'm hoping – that they allow restaurants and some other businesses to open. Let's start with that. I mean, we're a long ways away from people going to an arena. Let's be very clear about that. That is not happening anytime soon.
And I think LeBron knows that because, the further along you go into the interview, he's talking about playing without fans. But even that requires self-quarantining and hotels and all that. We'll get into that later on. Perfect segue into the next comment by Jay Williams on Get Up. Says we need athletes to step up and take our minds off this pandemic.
I would think and ask every NBA player, every athlete, implore them to be reflective of the times that we're in, right? So, yes, it is hard to manufacture your own energy, but at the same time, it's hard for my next door neighbor who's pregnant, who's about to have a kid, to have a kid in this environment, right, where her husband can't go into the hospital with her. It's hard when you see thousands of people staying outside hospitals waiting to get tests. So if there's one bastion of hope that we have as fans is please take our mind away from what's happening currently in the world. And if the hard part for players is to play in an arena with no fans, then we have to do that. We need to do that because us as fans, we need our superstar players to lead the effort to take our minds away from this horrific place that we're in as a society right now. That's what we need, Greeny. So if the time comes up, I really hope that LeBron and everybody, as hard as it may be, they step up and they bring that energy. They bring that kind of excitement to the game that we all expect them to have because this is what we need from them. This is what we need from LeBron James and all the great leaders in sports.
I totally agree with that. There's only one problem. You got to get past the states, everybody's government not being allowed. You can't go to an arena right now. We need to at least get to that point where you're allowed to go into an arena.
I don't think athletes are going to be the ones that lead us out of it. I think it's what you said earlier. The small things, the restaurants, the small businesses.
Yes.
When that's
yes.
rolling, then we could get. You know, sports.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Do we want sports going on right now in an empty arena so we have something to watch selfishly? Yeah, that's what we want. But the reality is you can't pull that off. You got to get the rest of the world going first.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's going to be baby steps.
Or horse racing tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's still a thing. We can do that.
I'm telling you, man, I'm excited.
All right, here's Cubes, Mark Cuban, Dallas Mavericks. The NBA's return hinges on when the doctors say it's safe. This is on radio.com with Scal and Pals. That's a neat name.
It's really up to Adam. I mean, you know, the season's going to come down to what the doctors and the specialists and the experts say. You know, it's not really an NBA decision at all because this is so much bigger than basketball. It's, you know, what's the state of the world? Because you can't risk anybody's health. You can't risk the players. You can't risk staff. You can't risk the organization. You can't risk fans, your customers, your partners. It all comes down to safety first, and I think that drives everything.
Can I make a request?
That wasn't me, by the way. Somebody's face.
I know. That wasn't you. It was either Cuban or this. Because everybody through social distancing, now, ironically, we're doing it, and Pete's signal sounds great. But, I mean, we've got to get to the point where technology now is where streaming doesn't have, you know, where buffering doesn't happen anymore with little dings. Come on, let's take it to the next level. This is 2020. Can we get video conferencing a little tighter? You see a lot of interviews on TV where people are sitting in front of their computer Skyping in. Can we get this technology to the next level, please? Somebody?
I told you, Sims this week was horrible. He couldn't figure out even through the system that I have. You'd think it'd be something like what I have here with a Comrex system. He was going on video, almost FaceTiming, and his kid got on the on Xbox or PlayStation, and it screwed up the whole signal. He had to, in the middle of the show, start yelling at him, get off the shut your game down.
All right. I got a couple more here. Here's Mike Trout from the Angels. Remember, he's waiting to start collecting on that $400 million that he signed, but he can't because there's no baseball. He thinks they probably need a four-week training camp, whenever that is, on MLB Network.
Yeah, I've been envisioning probably a three-week spring training before we get the season started. Is that kind of what you guys been talking about?
Yeah, I see that. You know, 3 weeks might be I would say four. You know, you got to talk to these pitchers. I could be ready in a couple of days, but these pitchers, you know, they're going to need time to throw.
All right, now, here's an example of good technology where teachers in classes, is it through, maybe they're using Zoom or something. You can put like 16 people on the screen and it looks good. Peyton Manning crashed one of his old professor's classes at the University of Tennessee via social distancing and through Zoom,
I believe it was.
He hacked in. He crashed the e-learning class. Here's Peyton Manning talking to some seniors at the University of Tennessee doing classes from their homes.
Mr. Thompson, I think you were late for class.
I'm sorry, Dr. Haas. It's been a while. It's been at least since 1996, 1997 since I've been in a class. So I apologize.
Well, you know, if you were here, I'd be making you run the stadium steps for being late.
I understand. Well, these are unique circumstances. I'm sure this is the first virtual Zoom class you've taught in many years, I would think. I just wanted to drop in and say hello to all the fellow communication students there and realize this is a unique time and probably not the ideal way you guys expected to spend your senior year. But I just encourage you to keep a positive attitude, keep working like you're doing, and try to take advantage of the little bit of the extra time that you have to accomplish something else or help out somebody in need. A lot of people hurting out there during this time. Be thankful for what you have, and just know University of Tennessee is proud of you and going to support you every way you can. And you know, Dr. Haas and his department is going to do the same thing.
All right.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Mr. Manning.
Thank you.
I did notice, because I watched that further, there was one of the girls in the
class.
Oh, you'd
be giddy as well, Pete Shepard. Oh, yeah, don't mock those
Brady.
Kids.
Oh, Tom Brady, oh, thanks for joining my class.
No.
Oh, the hell. Oh, I call BS. I smell it from your house right now.
Me too. Oh, wait a sec. Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
If I was a student back then, it might have been, but not, no, the consummate professional that I am now.
I don't know. You'd be a student. I mean, you're 19-year-old Pete Shepard. All
yes,
giddy.
I would be giddy. Yes,
the video continued, and one of the girls then chimed in on the. A lot of the kids were telling the professor that was really cool, except for one girl in the lower left hand corner of the screen. She goes, "I can't believe you did that! I didn't even put on makeup, and yet she didn't put on makeup for that class in which she's on video." But Peyton Manning shows up; she didn't have makeup on. You know, I'll never understand women. Never will. Not gonna pretend to. Just the way it is.
Pretty simple.
It is.
They're pretty simple.
They're pretty simple.
Just don't make them mad.
Don't make them mad and you'll get along just swimmingly.
Most of them are like the Hulk. That's all it is.
Most of the women are like the Hulk?
Yes, Bruce Banner is nice. The Hulk is not so nice.
Wow. All right, Chris, you own that one.
I don't know. I mean, I know some are, you know, silence and rage type of thing, but
yeah,
that's a little extreme.
Could be. I don't think so. It's a compliment.
All right,
it is?
Absolutely.
No,
put that on the poll.
It is not a compliment.
Put that on the poll, Guillermo. Does Chris think women turning into the Hulk is a compliment?
Being called the Hulk is a compliment.
No, it's not.
Well, there is a She-Hulk character. There is a She-Hulk.
Really?
Fact.
Yeah, in the comic books. Yeah.
Just like that.
Really?
I don't know her origin, though.
Is she hot?
I probably just injected.
Is she nice?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, that's misogynistic, Craig.
What?
You can't say that.
I can't?
It's 2020.
All right. Well, these are trying times, Chris. All right, coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, I want to break down more of LeBron's comments from that interview he did as he's looking forward to trying to get basketball back to normal again. And quirky country music song titles, because it's quirky country music song day, apparently. And more nonsense from Chris on Bumper Music. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.